SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, the Chinese Premier at Federal Parliament for his meeting with Anthony Albanese, a woman shot by police in Melbourne, and in football, wins for England and the Netherlands on day three of the European Championship. With the latest SBS News, I'm Penry Buckley. Chinese Premier Li Qiang has been welcomed into Parliament House in the first visit by a Chinese Premier in 7 years. The morning has been filled with ceremonial events before the leaders' dialogue between Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Premier Li this afternoon. The Prime Minister is expected to emphasise the importance of talking through differences and building collaboration in areas of mutual interest. The government says it will raise concerns about imprisoned Australian writer Yang Hengjun during meetings with the Chinese Premier. Dr. Yang's suspended death sentence has been upheld by Beijing's High People's Court, and his supporters say he's being moved to a permanent prison in China after more than 5 years in a state security detention center. A Beijing court handed Yang a suspended death sentence on espionage charges in February, which the Australian government described as harrowing. The Prime Minister said last week he would raise Yang's case with China's second highest ranked official, and Labour Senator Murray Watt says he intends to keep his promise.
This is an issue we take very seriously, and a range of ministers have continued to raise the plight of Dr. Yang for some time now, and will continue doing that today and into the future. The way we've tried to approach this relationship is cooperating on a range of issues, in particular trade, but we will continue to speak out where there are differences of opinion. That's the way that a mature relationship operates between two countries in the same region.
There is a significant police presence outside Parliament House as pro- and anti-China demonstrators have gathered for Premier Li's visit. Protesters have clashed, but in a statement, ACT policing said no arrests have been made and they will continue to engage with protesters at Parliament House. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has criticised plans by his own military to hold daily pauses in fighting along one of the main roads into Gaza to facilitate aid delivery. An Israeli official says Mr. Netanyahu has told his military secretary the plan is unacceptable. National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, who leads one of the ultra-nationalist religious parties in Mr. Netanyahu's ruling coalition, has also denounced the idea of a tactical pause. It's the latest in a series of clashes between Israel's ruling coalition and the military over the war. An investigation is underway into the shooting of a woman by police in Melbourne. Armed crime squad detectives will investigate the incident, and the Professional Standards Command Unit will oversee their probe, as per standard protocol. The woman, aged in her 50s, remains in hospital with serious injuries to her thigh. Victoria Police say she was shot after charging at officers with a knife in the Melbourne suburb of Thornbury. Environmental groups are calling on new and expanded mining leases to be stopped to help protect koalas. 50 environmental organisations have written to Federal Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek regarding mining proposals in New South Wales and Queensland. The letter says that of the 40 proposed new coal mines there, more than half will destroy koala habitats. A study from the environmental group, the Lock the Gate Alliance, says koala habitats in the Bowen Basin area of central Queensland have declined by more than 40% since colonisation. And in football, England and the Netherlands have started their Euro 2024 campaigns with victories on day three of the competition. A goal from Jude Bellingham in the 13th minute gave England a 1-0 win in their Group C game against Serbia in Gelsenkirchen. The Netherlands overcame an early goal from Poland to come from behind and win 2-1 in Hamburg. Striker Cody Gakpo, who scored alongside Wout Weghorst, says Poland were a tough opponent.
Poland is a very, very good team. They showed that again today. They defended very well. In some moments, they even attacked very well. Had some good opportunities, stopped us in some good opportunities. But luckily, we scored one more than them.
I'm Penry Buckley, and that is the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.